Crow from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. Here on the way back, have a good one.
Now, friends, following that classic gospel favorite by Ricky Van Shelton, we are once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour. That means the third and final hour of today's program. I'd like to once again remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located on the St. Lawrence Seaway of Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be carried over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada. And we can also be heard on the internet at www.OshawaRocks.com throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto areas. And we can also be heard worldwide at www.youtube.com at our Way Back with Johnny Woodlock YouTube channel. With that shared, I would like to play two songs associated with the moon, which this past Monday was so bright and beautiful in the sky over the Woodlock Ranch in Cornwall. So I'd like to celebrate the harvest moon this Thanksgiving Sunday morning with two moon-inspired songs. First, there'll be a classic called There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder by the legendary Gene Autry. Then we'll follow with the legendary yodeling cowboy singer Slim Whitman and his version of When the My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. With that, I would like to welcome y'all to this, the last hour of today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
A new moon over my shoulder, and I know love still in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me. Now many moons have passed since then, I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. My shoulder, and I know love still in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me. Now many moons have passed since then, I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and I know love still in my heart.
Memories that linger in my heart, memories that make my heart so cold. But someday they'll live again, sweetheart, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. Those lips that used to thrill me so, your kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they live again, sweetheart, but my golden moon is just the
sweetest stories ever told. Maybe we will live them all again, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada and the good old Maritimes. As we do this morning, we'd like to send out some special dedications to friends and family out on the East Coast of Canada. First, there'll be a song by none other than the pride of the East Coast, as I've often called him, Dick Nolan, and a song called The One on the Right. We'll then follow with Michael T. Wall, our King of the Newfies and the Singing Newfoundlander, as he also was known. And he has a song for y'all today, called Going Out the Same Way We Came In. And we'll send out a song to Peter and Myrna on this Thanksgiving Sunday down there in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today, it'll be a song by Peter himself called Thank You, Lord, for Saving Me. With that, I would like to say Happy Thanksgiving to everyone down in the good old Maritimes of the East Coast of Canada. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
There once was a musical troupe, pickin' singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability. Folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. Musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They formed great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. Well, the curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. Well, they took their politics seriously that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched hilariously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left got a broken arm, and the guy in the rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well. If you have political convictions, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
Who you are, Skid Row Joe or movie star, you're going out the same way you came in. We are born into this world without a thing, and we leave it just as naked as we came. You may live down in Nashville, own a mansion on the hill. Don't mean nothing when the good Lord calls your name. Ah, you're going out the same way you came in. Someone will notify your next of kin. Some will weep and some will moan. Some will spit up on your stone. But you're going out the same way you came in. Clothes and then figure out just who and what you owes. Then the lawyers claim your nest and your kinfolk get the rest, 'cause you can't take it with you when you go. Ah, you're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or movie star. You're going out the same way you came in. You're going out the same way you came in. Yeah, you're going out the same way you came in.
This is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Yes, friends, I would like to once again pay tribute to that high, lonesome sound of bluegrass legends of long gone days of bluegrass. With that, we will send out some bluegrass dedications, first of all, for my dear friend Sparky, and also known as Sander Day in Ingleside. It will be a Thanksgiving song for her by the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, and called When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. We'll then follow that with another all-time classic going out to my late soulmate and dear friend, Miss Velma LaPointe, also known forever as Miss Jenny. She always liked the song that was called It's Only the Wind. Now, the version she liked was, of course, Smiley Bates, but we're going to play it here by Flattin' Scruggs. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time classic, which borders on both country, but also bluegrass, and it's called The Waltz of the Wind by Roy Acuff. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you listening in, and also Happy Columbus Day south of the border. Welcome in, friends.
Say it is only the wind, ma'am. Just Sometimes she would talk of her children, of her sons and her daughters so fair. She said they were much like the wild, they sometimes neglected to care. One night I heard somebody knocking, but I saw as I was there in her chair by the window, her eyes closed in rest evermore. It was only the wind, her children were not at the door. It was only the wind, the wind, restless wind.
This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back. Hey, we appreciate it. May God bless each one of you.
Misty eye, they cling to me, my Smoky Mountain Man.
Now, friends, it is once again time to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. A tribute artist who has been bringing the music of country music, Miss Dolly Parton, to y'all for some years now. With that mentioned, coming up on October 17th, that's Friday coming up, she, as well as Alan Turner, are going to be paying tribute to Kenny and Dolly in a program down there at 82 Sinem at the Spire. With that mentioned, it's going to be none other than our good friend, Lori Lynn, next, in a interview that we got to do the other day in preparation for this tribute show. Now, following this, we will hear an all-time favorite as done by Alan and Laurie, but it's going to be a classic that Kenny and Dolly did many years ago called Islands in the Stream. So with that, here now is Miss Laurie.
Hi.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the air. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. So let's go back to the beginning. How did you find your love for music?
Well, I have loved country music for as long as I can remember.
Yes.
Growing up, I remember there was always country music playing in our house. And I remember Friday night, our family thing was the Tommy Hunter show.
Of course, yes, yes.
And he would always bring in, you know, the country music artists from the United States as well as Canada. And I just loved country music.
How did you get started doing the Dolly Parton thing then?
Well, it kind of goes back a long way because I've always sang. And at the early age of 9 was the first time I sang at the Arts and Culture Center in Corner Brook, Newfoundland. And that's where I'm from originally.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah. So I then would go and perform every single year at the Arts and Culture Center until I turned 21 and moved away. In regards to becoming a Dolly Parton tribute artist, every time I would perform country music, a lot of people would come up after the show and say, I loved what you did. Do you ever sound like Dolly Parton?
I say.
I always sang country music. I never ever veered into rock or pop. It was always country. And every time I would sing, a lot of people would say I sounded just like Dolly. From there, I decided to become a Dolly Parton tribute artist later in life. But I always loved Dolly anyway as a singer because I enjoyed her stories in the songs. I loved her sweet angelic voice. She's just, to me, she's just number one.
She also is a very kind person, as you are as well. Yes.
Thank you. She's very kind.
So I understand that you are also working alongside Alan Turner. What is that like?
Oh, that's awesome. Touring with Alan Turner as Kenny Rogers is a lot of fun. We have a commonality, first being country music, of course, second honoring our idols. As much as I love Dolly Parton, he loves Kenny Rogers. And we can relate to stories of Kenny and Dolly because we both followed their careers closely. So on the road, we have our challenges sometimes, but it's all worth it. And when I say challenges, it could be something like a flat tire or maybe we forgot something. But for the most part, we have a lot of fun and we love our meet and greets after the show because we get to hear from the audience and their stories. Some of the audience have seen Kenny Rogers live and they have met him or Dolly, and we love to hear their stories.
And so did you ever meet Dolly?
I did, but from a distance of about
course.
5
yes.
feet.
Yes.
And it was just in, I think, 23 or 24. I think it's 2024. She happened to be walking by at her resort and I said hi and she said hi back.
Oh, nice.
But I've never shaken her hand or I've never introduced myself.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And so what is it like to be a traditional country music singer in today's world of ever changing?
Well, you know what? I feel like it's welcomed and I feel like it's appreciated,
yes.
Especially with the audiences that we seem to draw out, which are, you know, people that have been born in my year of birth or a little bit earlier. And you do get some younger folks out there that just love Dolly and Kenny. Dolly for 9 to 5 and Jolene.
Yes, of course.
And of course, she has the Imagination Library where she sends books out to children, whoever signs up, that is, under the age of 5. And that started in the United States, but that's almost worldwide now.
Yes,
she sends
it is.
To Canada and UK. So they call her the book lady. Children love her. But in today's world with the new style country music, I don't know. I still think it's very welcomed. I see a lot of smiling faces after a show. A lot of people love her music. She's done the rock album now. So you kind of draw out different, you know, different folks, but I think it's still welcomed and appreciate it.
Yes. And so you are doing a tribute to Kenny and Dolly, especially
yeah.
in October 17th in Kingston and November 28th in Cornwall.
Yes.
What is it like to do those tributes, or what can we look forward to in those tributes?
Well, the audience will feel like Dolly and Kenny are in the house.
Yeah.
Alan as Kenny Rogers is Kenny Rogers. When you close your eyes, you hear Kenny Rogers.
Yes,
when you
do.
Open your eyes, there's Kenny. Yes. As Dolly, I love to bring her humor out on the stage. I focus my attention on the audience. And if they're not laughing or crying, I didn't do my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you take it very seriously then. Yeah.
We take it very seriously.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
great.
We have
hear.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
We have our sound check and things like that. But the moment we set our foot in that dress dressing room, it's business, and it's full-on Dolly and Kenny.
For sure. Okay, sure. And so, you've also done some of your own music. What is it like? What draws you to the music, I guess I should ask?
Well, I think when you're a vocalist and you turn on the radio in the car, you just automatically sing along to music.
Yes.
And that could be at any age. I've seen children, like 3 and 4 years old, just singing along with music. I know in my heart that they're going to become musicians when they're older because they're already feeling it.
Exactly.
So when I, for me, singing country music is just... To me, I love stories. I love stories. So when I hear pop songs, yeah, I'll dance along if it's a fast song. I love to dance along, but it's the stories that mean something to me.
Exactly. And country music, that's what it should be. The story, not so just like the modern day stuff. It should be the stories because it's about the people for the people.
Exactly. And Dolly has said she's more of a storyteller songwriter than she is a vocalist. And she has written a lot of her music based on the lives of other people that she have seen things happen in their life or her own life or her siblings' life.
Yeah.
And she's based a lot of her songs on some of those stories, and they're very relatable to a lot of people.
Yes, they are, for sure, yes. And so, what songs of Dolly's draw you mostly to them?
Oh, goodness, I love a lot of her songs. I find for myself, probably The Coat of Many Colors.
Yes.
Is very relatable to my life, because at about 10 years old, I was also bullied over what I wore. Mm-hmm. And she was wearing clothes when she got bullied, the outfit she wore. She was being bullied about, and that kind of happened to me. So I really relate to that song. And if I'm not on stage singing it and I'm watching somebody else sing it, I'm in tears.
Yes, I am. I know what you mean, because I had a quilt of many colors my grandmother made. So, yes.
Oh, wow.
Exactly, yes.
I also love, the song Nickels and Dimes. It's not as popular, but I love it because it's about busking on the streets. And she did that.
Yes, she did.
She was a wee little thing, and she went out and she did that. And that makes her real, and she's humble.
Exactly.
And I just love that.
And so, what is your thoughts? Do you ever do, like, Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark, or those ones?
Well, I haven't done any Dolly and Porter songs as of yet. I do know them.
Yes.
I do know them. And I will be doing some of them. But I haven't done Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark.
Okay.
I do know it.
Yes.
And I love it. It's very sad.
Yes,
but,
it is.
I have never performed it live.
Okay.
It is a Dolly and Porter song.
Yeah.
And I do, I know a lot of their music, and I will bring it to stage at some point, but I don't do it right now.
Okay. And so, besides the Kenny Rogers part of it, do you do your own Dolly Parton show as well?
So, I do have a show.
Yes.
Hasn't really been announced yet.
Okay.
But, next December, so December 2026, I am bringing a Christmas tour to New Brunswick.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So it's going to be Dolly's Smoky Mountain Christmas. Yes. So I'm going to do that. I have another show right now as well that I'm doing with Areba McIntyre and a Shania Twain.
That's what I understand. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And it's in celebration of Grand Ole Opry 100th year anniversary.
Nice. Yes.
So we're doing that for the next year or so. And it's actually doing very well. So it could go on longer. Than that.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm doing that as well. And I also perform a show called Diamonds and Rhinestones with Neil Diamond.
Oh, do you? Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
So you do different ones then. And so looking at the legacy that Dolly has had in country music, what is your thoughts on that?
I think she's probably the smartest woman alive.
Yes.
And I know they said Oprah was at one point, but I think Dolly's got her beat.
Beat Dolly by today, yes.
Yeah, she's such a wise woman. Like, she's a businesswoman. And, you know, she has a amusement park. She's got resorts now, stores. She pretty much owns all the Pigeon Forge.
Yes.
She's bought a lot of those theaters and attractions. And she's done that because she wants to keep the money in the community. And that's what's in her heart is where she grew up was really not well known until it became a bit of an area where a lot of tourists go because of the things that Dolly's done down there.
Exactly.
And she's witnessed the struggle and seen how hard it was being in the middle of nowhere because they lived in the mountain. And she has created a town basically that everybody there working and doing well is, I think, is because of Dolly.
For sure.
She's
for sure.
put so much work in that area, and she's just so wise. She's so smart. And she actually has a song that she's written, and it's locked in a glass box. It's in one of her resorts in Pigeon Forge.
Yes.
And it has a song written in it, and it's going to be released on her 100th birthday, whether she's here with us or mm-hmm. she's away mm-hmm. and no longer with us.
Of course.
But like she thinks ahead, and she is so, so wise.
And she's very giving, like we were mentioning. For a lady of her stardom or her fame, she's a very giving woman.
She's very giving. Mm-hmm. She also gives, in Dollywood, her employees, should they decide to go to university, she will fund them to go to university. Now, a lot of companies, if you say you're going to go to university, they say, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Exactly.
You just quit your job.
That's true.
But with Dolly, it's, no, I will put you through university. She's amazing.
Yes,
just amazing.
For sure. Yep. And so she sounds like a very inspiring person to you, or for you. What is she inspired most for you over the years?
Be true to yourself.
Okay.
I am not Dolly. I am Lori, and I go on stage and I become Dolly. And I think with her is the staying humble. So when I put on my Dolly shoes and I go on stage, I create and become Dolly.
Yes.
And that's what's brought to my attention at the end of the show, is how much I sound like her speaking, how much I kid her out on stage and have fun with the audience, and how much I sound like her in my vocals. And I look like her when I'm in my costume, makeup, and wig. But when I go back at the end of the night and I become Lori again, I'm the same person I was when I entered the building. So I stay true to myself, and I'm still kind. I'm not somebody way up here that I'm not.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes, an alter ego, but you don't let it go to your head, sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Dolly does not have an ego, and I do not have an ego.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
No,
that's good to hear. Yes, because a lot of them will take on the part of a tribute artist, and then they'll try to become that person.
Well, and you do, in a sense, you do have to become that person. But when you set your foot on the stage, you are that person, and you have. When the audience closes their eyes, they want to be able to hear the vocals sound the same as that person, and when they open their eyes, there they are. But to remember who you are, and to be humble and kind, and stay real.
Exactly. So I have another question here, and that is, what songs do you find are most requested during your shows?
Oh, Jolene and 9 to 5.
Okay.
A lot of the younger folks love Jolene.
Yes.
You know, every age loves Jolene. Jolene was written in the 70s, and it was written the same day as I Will Always Love You.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She wrote two songs together, and it's just a really cute song that she put a cool little story with. It's a two-part story. There was a redheaded bank teller, but that's so in the song, the girl Jolene was not, it's about a redheaded bank teller, but the Jolene lady was actually a lady in British Columbia that Dolly met on tour when she was doing her meet and greet in the lobby or wherever it was. A lady came up with a little girl, and her name was Jolene.
Okay.
So after the show, Dolly kept saying Jolene, Jolene, and then she wrote a song. Now, there was truly a redheaded bank teller that was kind of flirting around with her husband, so she named her Jolene.
I see. Yes. Well, there's some trivia for us. Exactly. Yes. Uh-huh. And so in wrapping up today, tell us about duet between you and Alan Turner of Islands on the Stream by Kenny and Dolly, but it's going to be a cover song off of YouTube there. Would you tell us a little bit about how it came about?
Well, when I met Alan, I think I met Alan in 2022.
Okay.
It might have been 23, but I went to one of his shows in Michigan and did a bit of an audition, and I did Islands in the Streams with him. And from that audition, we slowly grew shows, like started doing shows together.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew we needed to do a promo video, and we loved doing that song. And we did recorded another song as well. But we loved doing Islands in the Streams and thought that would be a good one to have on a promo video to send out to our promoters. And so that's how that song came about on YouTube.
Okay.
But it's one of our favorite songs to perform, and it's welcomed, and everybody loves it.
Yes, we do. Yes. And as I was going to say, you and him sure sound like Kenny and Dolly in that too. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Sure.
So
thank
with that,
you.
We'll see on November 28th. I'll see you, but the friends and fans of our show will be seeing on October 17th.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yes. And yeah,
and I hope everybody comes out and says hi after the show, because we love to see and speak with everybody.
So you do a meet and greet then?
Yes, we do.
Great. That sounds good, Lori. And it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you. You as well.
God bless you. Take care.
God bless you too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was sucked inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is blind, it requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together, making love with each other, Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, From one love into another,
Miss Dolly Parton.
I can't live without you if the love was gone. Everything is nothing if you've got no one, and you just walk in the night, slowly losing sight of the real thing. But that won't happen to us, and we got no doubt. Too deep in love, and we got no way out, and the message is clear. This could be the year of the real thing. Start and end as one, in love forever. We can ride it together, making love with each other,
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely from one lover to another,
sail away.
What we are, no one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, from one lover to another,
One more time, Kenny.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. Can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, from one love to another,
Thank you all for being here tonight. Miss Dolly Parton.
Mr. Kenny Rogers.
Thank you all so much. We're real love, the Kenny and Dolly Tribute Show.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to share with y'all about a great show coming to Cornwall, Ontario. On Friday, November 28th, at the Cornwall, Ontario Outsoul Theatre, that is the night when tribute artist Alan Turner as Kenny Rogers and Lori Lynn as Dolly Parton will do their Christmas tribute to Kenny and Dolly. You know their music, you love their duet, so why don't you come out and support the great tribute to the legendary icons of Kenny and Dolly. Tickets can be purchased by visiting altsvilletheater.com. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30, and this is one event that's going to make those Christmas dreams come true. So be sure to get your tickets today by visiting Altsville Theater.
Away with me to another world, and we rely on each other.
Well, yes, friends, as we welcome you all back in, I would like to pay tribute to the golden era of the Grand Ole Opry on what I like to call the Opry Spotlight Corner. Now, last weekend, we had celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry. I'd also like to mention that it was also the 100th anniversary of the radio station WSM 650. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute now to an original member of the Grand Ole Opry, known as the Old Dixie Dewdrop himself, Uncle Dave Makin. And version of a song very much associated with the Thanksgiving holiday that is called Turkey in the Straw. I would also like to mention that Tuesday past, the 7th of October, would have marked the 155th birthday of Uncle Dave, the Dixie Dewdrop. So we'll send this one down south of the border to our good friend Bill Knowlton of Bill Knowlton's Bluegrass Ramble every Sunday night over Classic FM WCNY Syracuse 91.3. With that, I'd like to send this out to him today. Welcome in, friends, and happy birthday, Uncle Dave.
Very nice, boys, and we're glad to have you on the show tonight. Now, friends, it'll be Uncle Dave making the Dixie Dewdrop all raring to go, and Doris is here, and it's going to be turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, hey, 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 hey. Let it go, Uncle Dave.
Climbing down the road with a sheriff team and a heavy load to crack my whip and the meat I sprung. The old lumber did in the wagon come. Turkey in the hay, hay. Well, that fool on the line, the ball that I hook him up a team called turkey. Well, it's out of the climbing down the road. A bit this cotton and a bit this toe. Every time it's cotton would sing that old tune, curse the pigeon. She in front of me behind my door, and she's always this chicken stubborn. You think I'm working, but ain't doing nothing. Chicken, hee hee. Black snake grabbed me by my heels, and I turned around, but I do my best. Run my head in the hall and say, turkey, hey, hey.
Okay, Uncle Dave, yes, sir.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. With that mentioned, we have a request for an old-time fiddle song by none other than our good friend, Jimmy and Debbie Rogers of upstate New York. Of course, they are celebrating Columbus Day and the long weekend over in the States as well, so we'll send this one out to Jimmy and Debbie. And also the group he used to play with, the Black River Valley Old-Time Fiddlers, whom Jimmy, he says, used to play fiddle with that many years ago. So in honor of these fine fiddlers, whom are always going to be remembered as the true fiddlers of the upstate New York area, and it's going to be an old-time classic by Mac Beatty, which he wrote many years ago, but our good friend Gail Gavin did a beautiful version of called The Old-Time Fiddler's Dream. Hey, Jimmy, this one's for you.
This theme. fiddler of renown. Just listen to him play that tune he calls his own breakdown. Fitzgerald is his name, from Cape Breton Isle. The Lanark County fiddlers had me tapping heel and toe. We old fiddlers played along, and this is how it goes. Polish off the field, and Johnny Mooring joined the fun and played a tune with zeal, and Reggie Hill wound up the show with his old sleigh ride reel.
Yes, friends, we have come to the close of this weekend's show. As I say, so long for the Way Back with Johnny Woodlock show on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to thank you, my loyal listeners, for your continued support and listening in every weekend for the past 10 years. With that mentioned, I would like to wish you all a very happy celebration this fall weekend. And also, Thanksgiving is today for those celebrating. So happy Thanksgiving. And also, happy long weekend to all those south of the border. As mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to two classic songs as we pay tribute to Thanksgiving up here in Canada. And first of all, it's going to be Man in Black, Johnny Cash, and his song called The Thanksgiving Prayer. Then we'll close out with none other than a good friend of mine who sadly passed away this past May, none other than Ross Clow of Verona, Ontario. We'll send this one out to Willie LaPointe, who is going through some health battles right now, but we'll send out some love and prayers to him today. It's going to be our good friend Ross Clow and a song that really says it as it is. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. With that, we will be back next weekend. And yes, next weekend we'll be celebrating another pioneer of country music. As we say so long, may you all have a blessed week and may God bless and keep you all till we meet again. So long for now, friends, and happy listening. Remember, keep it country out there.
Come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the year, to join hands and thank the Creator now when thanksgiving is due. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord thankful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie, and oh, love that you've made new. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord he made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord he made you. And when the time comes to be going, won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do. And Thanksgiving Day, for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord he made you. And Thanksgiving Day, for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord he made you.
Struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing. I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I'm a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, these clothes.